people say, God just wants me to be happy. Is that right? Is that right? I've just missed that verse. I mean, it's almost assumed. It's not even questioned now. That's the idea that underpins so much of modern theology, is that God is interested in my happiness. And there's some trouble with that too, Todd, because it blunts the gospel in a lot of ways, because the gospel is going to come along and surprise us with the fact that God is even interested in us in the first place, and that his interest in us is not to send us to hell, but rather to give us his gifts and his kingdom and his name and his love and the forgiveness of all of our sins. But that's supposed to come to us as a surprise. But now you talk to people, and you're like, hey, Jesus loves you. And they're like, yeah, well, I love me too. Awesome. I mean, this is, you know, remember the old four spiritual laws? God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. And I think it's so terrible because people say, hey, I love me too. I got a wonderful plan for my life too. Me and God are on the same page here. I mean, it's supposed to be, after you get through hearing the law, a surprise that Jesus loves you and that he's going to have anything to do with you for eternity. But we just accept it. And so the preaching of the gospel is blunted because we've made God into our servant. Oh, that would be my guess as to why we don't like this military thing.